Welcome to the Poem of the Week. As you know, poems are patient-oriented evidence that matters. Each week, our poem is intended to help you practice the best, most current medicine by alerting you to studies that could change your practice. As usual, our host this week is National Public Radio's Dr. Michael Wilkes, and he is joined by InfoPoem's senior editor, Dr. Mark Abell. Gentlemen.
Good week, Mark. How are you doing?
Doing fine. We just had a 5-minute snow flurry, which is a rare thing in Georgia this time of year, so enjoyed that.
Oh, good. How are you doing on water? We keep reading about
it. It's coming back. We had some pretty good rain this month. I think we were at our annual average for the month of February, so that's pretty good. It's still the water table is still low, and they still expect to have some of the same problems next summer. As we get into the summer months and drier months.
Right.
We're all taking short showers, and if it's yellow, let it mellow. If it's brown, flush it down is our state motto now.
Well, great. That's been a state motto out here in California for some years.
Yeah, we used to be the peach state, but not anymore.
No. This week we're going to talk about something that we deal with very often in clinical practice and primary care, and that's acute sinusitis. Clearly something that affects lots of people. About 2/3 of people with acute sinusitis are going to get better without having any treatment at all. Simple painkillers like acetaminophen or ibuprofen very often works to ease the pain. There are lots of medicines that people can buy over the counter for sinusitis. Some might work. Many, there's no research to suggest that they do. Decongestants, for example, come as pills and nasal sprays and drops. The concept is that they relieve a blocked nose and somehow allow you to breathe more clearly. They certainly make us feel more comfortable. Common decongestants such as Sudafed. Again, a reminder for those of you that are recommending decongestants that nasal sprays should not be used for longer than a week. Antihistamines have been used, clearly much more effective in treating allergies and hay fever than actual sinusitis, but many patients take them for sinusitis. Which leads us to the poem this week. It actually asks the question, are antibiotics or nasal steroid truly beneficial in the treatment of acute maxillary sinusitis? So, Mark, what did this study, a randomized controlled trial from JAMA, find?
Well, it's nice to see somebody finally paying attention to something that makes up 5% of our practice. I mean, about 5% of visits to primary care physicians are either acute or chronic sinusitis or some variation on that. It's an incredibly important thing and yet has been very poorly studied. All of the currently published studies looking at drug therapy for acute maxillary sinusitis were done in referral specialty settings in patients, that we have sent to the ENT doc because they were the worst of the worst, and they typically had X-ray or CT confirmed sinusitis. And that probably is not, in fact, it's almost certainly not typical of the less well-differentiated patients that we see in the primary care setting. In this study, the researchers found patients who were 15 years or older and who met standard clinical criteria for uncomplicated acute maxillary sinusitis. They had things like purulent nasal discharge, ideally more on one side than on the other, local pain, again with unilateral predominance, purulent bilateral nasal discharge, or pus on inspection of the nose. They had to have at least two of those criteria. They had 240 patients, and they randomized them to one of four groups. And the first group got amoxicillin, 500 milligrams, 3 times a day for a week. The second got the nasal steroid budesonide, 200 micrograms in each nostril, once a day for 10 days. And then the third group got both, and the fourth group got neither. And they used a double-blinded, double-dummy design, so no one knew what they were getting. The patients self-reported the outcomes using a daily symptom diary, and then they had a complete follow-up at 6 weeks for 86% of the patients, which is pretty good for this kind of a primary care study. Using intention-to-treat analysis at 10 days, there were no significant differences between any of the groups for the 11 symptom variables, and that included nasal blockage or discharge or bad taste or smell, pain, quality of life, or headache. And the time to overall cure when the patient said they had none of the symptoms was also similar in all four groups. Mm. And this is the largest published non-pharma-funded RCT. It's really the only one in the primary care setting. and showed that antibiotics and nasal steroids are no better than placebo for our patients who present with uncomplicated acute maxillary sinusitis.
So the bottom line then?
I think some people may point to the fact that they used amoxicillin three times a day, that, well, maybe if we just used a much stronger antibiotic or a higher dose or longer. But until they prove that, I think that's just really speculation. And I think we need to try to limit the use of antibiotics in the treatment of sinusitis. Certainly the national guidelines, even before the study came out, said you shouldn't be using antibiotics at all in acute sinusitis unless they've had symptoms for 7 to 10 days, because you don't see bacteria if you tap the sinuses until 7 to 10 days. Even that has been challenged by people saying, well, you know, there's no evidence of benefit, you know, even in patients who've had symptoms for that long. There may be subsets mm-hmm. of patients that benefit, but, you know, we really don't have a good way of doing that. And I think in general, you know, encouraging patients to take a little time, you know, if they come in within the first few days of symptoms, to reassure them that it's probably going to get better no matter what we do, and that there's no evidence that antibiotics will help it get better fast.
Mark, so all of this has dealt with the concept of acute sinusitis. What happens to our patients who come in with a diagnosis of chronic sinusitis?
Yeah, that actually is no better understood, and I just was editing a very nice chapter by John Hickner, who's a family physician at the University of Chicago and a real expert on these issues. And, you know, he carefully reviewed the literature, and there really is no evidence of benefit of antibiotics and even surgery, which is considered the standard of care for patients with persistent chronic sinusitis. The meta-analysis of the studies in the literature showed no benefit over not doing surgery. So I think these are areas that require, you know, we really need to be doing some research in these areas, and unfortunately it's not getting well funded, and certainly drug companies aren't anxious to show that their antibiotics don't work. So, you know, hopefully, and frankly, you know, ENT docs are probably a little concerned that showing that surgery isn't helpful probably isn't a good thing for them either. So I think it's up to primary care docs to begin doing this research.
Excellent. We'll look for poems that address these topics in the future. Thanks. We'll talk with you next week.
All right. Thanks, Mike. Bye-bye.
Thanks, Mark.
That's this week's poem. Thanks for listening. If you'd like to look at this and other recent poems, please go to www.infopoems.com. Please join us again next week for another medical poem.